I'll call the meeting to order. Council meeting, March 8th, 2016. I will, acting mayor will be Councilor Shaughnessy today. I will now call the meeting to order. Please note that the assistive listening devices used for council chamber are available upon request from the staff in the clerk's office. I will now ask the acting mayor, Councilor Shaughnessy, to please start the meeting with the prayer in O Canada.
This is Barb's prayer that I wrote. Our town is one of great beauty and diversity, both rural and urban united. As we approach our work here today, may we be mindful of our role as leaders in our community. As we face our decisions, may we be guided by sound knowledge. May we show wisdom, strong ethics, and fairness to all. And let us never forget the trust placed in us by the people of Caledon.
Are there any members of council who have disclosed any pecuniary interest? If not,
I've got to do an Argo planning and development. Argo owns a piece of property across the road from my son, so I'll declare a conflict on that.
Okay. All right. If there's anything else? So when that comes up, Councilor McClure, you'll leave here, and then what we'll do is when we go to do firming up the motions after the fact. We'll break that motion apart so you can support the rest of the motions of council. Okay? All right. So now I'll move to confirming the minutes of the previous meetings. Moved by Councillor Groves, second by Councillor Beffert, that the council meeting minutes dated February 2nd, 2016 be approved. All in favor? Carried. Is there any items of urgent business? Councillor Ennis.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. I'd like to introduce a motion without notice be introduced regarding the Road Watch program as it is time sensitive.
Okay. So.
Read it.
Do we need to waive the procedures or just?
Okay.
All right. Moved by Councillor Ennis, second by Councillor Misapelli, that the motion without notice to be introduced regarding Road Watch program as it is time sensitive. Okay. All in favor? Carried. Okay. Councillor Ennis.
Whereas the Road Watch program was developed to create awareness, education, and enforcement of road safety, and whereas the objective of Road Watch Canada is to reduce automotive collisions, injuries, and fatalities, and to establish and promote policies and programs designed to achieve greater awareness of road safety, to provide education and information about road safety, and to enhance enforcement of road safety requirements, and whereas the Council of the Town of Caledon encourages Road Watch Canada to continue their mandate to ensure it remains a community resource, and now therefore be it resolved that the Mayor provide a letter of support for Road Watch Canada to continue their operation in Caledon.
Okay. Do you have a seconder?
Councillor Mazzapelli.
Okay. Any questions? You want to I'll give council a second to look at this.
Did you want me to speak to it briefly?
I'll have you speak to it first, please.
So firstly, the reason why I'm bringing this forward as urgent business is because they have to be able to comply with the Canada Revenue Agency as of their deadline. I believe it's April 1st. So in order to allow them to proceed, we needed to pass it today. It's been brought to our attention that the Roadwatch Canada program, unfortunately, has sort of been slipping through the cracks. And it has been housed with the Town of Caledon along with the Roadwatch Caledon program, which is managed through our PAC system. And in order to ensure the Roadwatch Canada's success and to rebuild it, as many municipalities around not only the province of Ontario but throughout Canada have been asking and have questions and concerns and want to move the project forward, it is great value to many of these communities. And so that is why this motion is being brought before you today, so that they can proceed and do the good work of road safety and education and awareness.
Okay. Councillor Groves.
Thank you. Just wanted to echo what Councillor Innes has said. This is a really great program. I know it has worked really well over the years. I have a question. We no longer have the PAC committee, and I thought that that committee worked really well in addressing a number of issues. Are we considering, or is there any consideration of bringing that back?
Okay. We can't bring PAC back as it was. There's been a lot of restructuring out of our control. Having said that, between the chief inspector and myself and a couple others, we are looking at what other municipalities are doing. We're all in the same boat, so we're trying to figure out what it's going to look like. Is there going to be something? And all I can say is in the next few months, you'll probably see something come forward, or a delegation to council, or probably to committee first. Mm-hmm. And we'll have that discussion to see what works. And I think we've got to have something that fits with Caledon, not one thing fits all. Mm-hmm. But we need to find something, and because we need to house, because we got the restorative justice, we got a lot of other things as well that OPP are looking after. But we need to find that home. But having said that, for a long time, Roadwatch Canada needed to get hived off, and it just never got done. So yeah, this is good housekeeping.
Yeah, no, Roadwatch is a great program, but I look forward also to whatever committee we're going to come up with to address the policing committee.
Yeah, with the CEO now in place and with the clerk and with the chief inspector, we're working on something.
Perfect. Thank you.
Councillor Befford?
Well, just simply that, you know, certainly the motion is a good one. My concern is that when the OPP have been delegating us, we have had an increase in the number of people using Roadwatch. And I agree with Councillor Innes, it's sort of slipping through the cracks at a time when it was starting to catch on. So I don't know what else we can do to help, because it's a terrific program. So I don't know if anybody has any ideas, but whatever it is, we should think about it.
Well, I think we've got a good group that's willing to champion it, and I think we just, as I think Councillor Innes says, is time sensitive and funding and everything else and what they got to have. We got to move quickly on it. So it's good that we've got it under control. So I'm going to, sorry, Councillor Mizzapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. Just one quick thought popped into my mind, and I sat on PAC and worked very closely with all the chairs of the various subcommittees, Roadwatch being one, and it was a difficult exercise to go through the transition of where we are today. And I think it would be the right thing to do just to share this communication with whichever members of PAC that we still have information on, just to keep them aware. There hasn't been a formal report that puts what has transpired with PAC in front of us, and so just in the spirit of keeping those who had a real strong interest in things like Roadwatch apprised of what's happening, that we might want to just share that with the connections that we do have on file.
Understood.
Thanks.
As directed. Okay. No further questions. I'll call the vote. All in favor? It's carried. We'll move on. There's okay, first of all, is there any other urgent business? If not, I'll move on. Delegations. There are no delegation requests. Committee reports. The first report we have is from the Planning and Development Committee dated January 26, 2016. Okay, and the clerk's going to explain this a little bit.
Thank you, Your Worship. Through Your Worship to members of Council, unfortunately, it's the planning report from January 26th. The Council ratified all of the recommendations except one. So when we were going through the minutes and we realized that this was a clerical error, we had the motions together, but for some reason I didn't forward it through to the Mayor, so I apologize. So the reason why this one is selected outside of the other committee reports is because this one was missed, so my apologies for that.
Yes. So, Councillor McClure, I do believe this is the one that you're concerned about. So, we're going to keep this one independent of all the others. So, if you can. Okay. Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Beffert, that January 26, 2016 Planning Development Committee report recommendation regarding DP 2016-02 proposed draft plan of subdivision and zoning bylaw amendment applications phase 2. Argo Caledon Corporation, 12701 Hure Ontario Street, part lots 21 and 22, concession 1 east half, file number 21T-1201C and RZ12-02, ward 2, be adopted. Is there any further questions? It's all in your report. Everybody's good with it? All in favor? It's carried. So when we do bylaws, we'll have to break that one apart, probably. No? Okay. Okay. We can get Councillor McClure back. I'll move on. Maybe better wait. No, I got my. Okay. Maybe went home. Moved by Councillor Grove, second by Councillor Downey, that February 16, 2016, General Committee report recommendations regarding the following consent items be adopted. ADM 2016-03, recommendation for appointment of the Board of Management for the Bolton Business Improvement Area. CEO 2016-01, signed variance for Alton Public School Ward 1. All in favor? Carried. Our second one now that we're, or our third one we're going on to is the planning development, the other items. Okay, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself here. Moved by Councillor Grove, second by Councillor Downey, that the report, February 16, 2016, General Committee report recommendations regarding CS 2016-06, Bolton Business Improvement Area proposed 2016 operating budget be adopted. No questions? All in favor? Oh, good. Councillor Mizzapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. I just wanted to reiterate what I said at committee level. I will support it as it was passed by the board as a whole, but there was points of concern raised by staff about the ability for this to be sustainable going forward. So I just express my concern and continue to work with very closely with the board to work on future budgets and have them be sustainable going forward. Okay. Thank you.
All right. All in favor? Carried. Moved by our next report, moved by Councillor Boer, second by Councillor Innes, that February 16th, 2016 General Committee report recommendation regarding townwide speed limit review be adopted. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We don't have any direction here as far as maybe we should be sending this on to somebody else. No, I've just thought about it. I'm going, some of the roads are regional roads. Does it matter?
No, it doesn't apply to regional
roads. It won't apply?
No. We have to do that at the region if there's something you want changed
there. We can't tell them that this is what we're doing?
No.
Shucks. Okay, fine.
All right. No further questions? All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor Shaughnessy, second by Councillor Befford, that February 16th, 2016 General Committee Report Recommendation regarding the Alton Mechanics Institute be adopted. No questions? All in favor? Carried. Opposed? No? Okay. Moved by Councillor Befford, second by Councillor Downey, that February 16th, 2016 Planning and Development Committee report be received. Any questions? None. I will call the vote. All in favor? Yeah. Sure. Can you turn your microphone on, Barb, because we can't hear it. Thank
you. I'm kind of scratchy at the best of times, but anyways. The one having to do with the Tottenham Pit, is that from on this particular day, or was it a different day?
I don't.
Through your worship, it was on February 16th. It is on this.
Okay.
So... In accordance with the procedural bylaw, the committee has the authority to refer things to staff without having it ratified by council. So, in essence, you are just receiving this report because there is actually no action to be taken
okay.
at this level.
That's fine. I just had a concern that the minutes didn't match up to what the audio was.
So
on timelines to get back to them.
So through your worship, the motion that was adopted by committee on the 16th reads that the letter received by the MNR dated the 26th of 2016, January 2016, regarding the site plan amendment of the aggregate resorts, be referred to staff for review and a report be brought back to Planning and Development Committee for consideration. So you're correct, there was no date specified in that resolution. Or that motion.
I heard one on the audio. That's what was my question. How would you best handle it, Gary?
So through your worship to members of council, what you voted on is is in the minutes, and so what is what you're considering today. If you wish to make an amendment now, that is your time.
I wouldn't want to make an amendment unless planning and development could actually come up with a timeline that they felt comfortable with.
Okay. I don't think I've got an answer for them right at the moment.
Through you, Mayor Thompson, to Councillor Shaughnessy. Excuse me. My understanding of the delegation was that they were going to provide us with a legal opinion. And as a result of that legal opinion and the motion that was adopted by council is that we would then report back, because otherwise I have no new information to report back to you on. As of late last week, there was some material provided to us, and I need to talk to our staff as to if and when we would bring a report back. Thank you.
Okay. I think we need more I think we need more substance to that. Okay. Thank you. Councillor Befford?
Yeah, I was just going to clarify that I remember the discussion, and it was mentioned 2 weeks, and the chair said, I don't think we can do that, and it was just simply referred back to staff.
Okay. Yeah. Councillor Groves? Okay. All right, no further questions. I think we know where we're at now, so I'm going to call the vote. All in favor? Okay. Moved by Councillor Groves, second by Councillor Befford, that February 16th, 2016, Caledon Council Community Golf Tournament Committee report recommendations be adopted. All in favor? Carried. We'll move on to correspondence. Okay, we're now going to move on to correspondence. That's in the correspondence package. There is some correspondence there. Councillor Downey.
Thank you, through you, Mayor Thompson. Just in regards to the correspondence from the Peel Federation of Agriculture, they're requesting that the town staff undergo a review of agricultural policies in regards to medicinal marijuana, and it seems like this issue keeps coming up and coming up, so maybe we could put that back to staff to provide that review. That will give us a little bit more information, and then we'll know how to proceed. Thank
okay.
you.
The clerk is going
to... Thank you, Your Worship. Through Your Worship to Councillor Downey, I'd recommend that if you wish to bring this forward, that we work on a notice of motion to come forward to a planning committee meeting.
Perfect. I can do that. Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Befford.
Yes, my question has to do with MPAC.
Yep.
MPAC has clearly indicated that there will be some important changes for the 2016 assessment update, and particularly the method by which their notices have changed. In order to help our residents, would it be possible, they have made delegations to us before, to come and just share what these are so that we can help our residents when they call?
Yes. Actually, at the Rural Municipalities Conference, they did tell us that they are coming to the municipalities and going to be making delegations. So we will be, sometime between now and May, they will be coming to see us.
Before the notices come to our residents, if we could have that presentation.
Sure. Okay. And between the clerk and the CEO and myself, we'll see if we can reach out to see if we can get them here quicker.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other correspondence that we need to bring forward? If none. Which was it? Okay. So I don't need to have someone to move on correspondence? Okay, just move receipt. Okay. Announcements. Councillor Shaughnessy, you know? Okay, sorry, I had you down for one. Are there any other announcements from council? Councillor Innes?
Thank you very much. The Mackville Public School was the winner of a visit today by Rick Mercer at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Right.
And it's an on-air visit for the Spread the Net campaign, which was an initiative that was started at the Mackville School by Clark Elliott. The actual foundation was started by Rick Mercer and Belinda Stronach, who was a former member of parliament. And it's to basically help stop the spread of malaria by providing bed nets to youth and their families in Africa. So they raised over $11,000. So I just want to say a special congrats to that school. See what a little school with a big heart can do. So wonderful news.
Yeah, it is great news. And I do believe it's going to be on the Mercer Report tonight. So watch. So yay, Mackville. There we go. It's a good news story. So if there's any other announcements from council? Councillor Befford.
Yes, I'd just like to announce as a result of our decision this morning to make our principal recipient, the golf tournament, the Alton Legion, the registration forms are now being printed. Everybody will receive them also electronically, so you can send them out. And I'd like to announce that in the last week, we have received 8 requests, even before anything went out, from our sponsors. And we have a total of 3 sponsors of $15,000 to date.
Wonderful. Really good. That's a great networking as well. All right. There's no further ones. I'm going to bring the other announcements or declarations or proclamations. ProBoss month is March 2016, which has started now. Also, it's International Women's Day today. And first of all, I would like to say that as mayor here, it's good to see even here in Caledon, like half of our council is women. I do know Councillor Ennis believes that there should be one more, but anyway, well, I got to say, if you look across the table, and I mean you look at even our senior management here, as it's well represented. So I think kudos to the women that have taken leadership roles in our community, and I think it goes to show just how open and diverse we are, and that we're very acceptive, and our community sees that. So I think that's something we need to celebrate. And the other thing is, March is Meals on Wheels Day, is March 23rd, 2016. And I do know that we do some promotions that way. And if council get the opportunity to help deliver meals that day, please take the opportunity to do that. I've done it a few times now, and I've had a lot of fun, and I know the press have. And so if you get those opportunities, please take advantage of that. I'll now open it up to council inquiries. Councillor Groves? You're good? Councillor DeBoer? Downey? Beffert?
I have one. Okay. It has to do with a motion that was passed in 2012 regarding council members going to workshops. And it basically says that any official who attends a conference must file a report that's informational. And I guess the purpose for that is if we don't go, and I'll give you an example, and you talk to somebody from MTO, it'd be kind of nice to know if it's talking about some of the issues that are important to your particular area, or if there are any of the events that you attended that are of interest, we could at least know who to call. So I'm wondering if we could make sure we do that. It would be helpful.
Councillor Beffert, I am working on something, and I just haven't got it yet finalized on the Rural Municipalities Conference. Yep. And we'll have that out for all of council, because I think we've had some good things. I just want to make sure I haven't missed anything. A lot was going on. I'd like to bounce it off the CEO before I submit it to council here. But no, good reminder, and that is the bylaw, so we'll make sure that as we go forward. I do know Councillor Shaughnessy was at an aggregate conference and is quite excited what she's learned, so I'm sure she'll do a bit of a report on that as well. So, yeah, thank you for holding our feet to the fire on that. Councillor Shaughnessy, I'll start with you now. You have anything more for inquiries? Nope.
I appreciate what Doug just brought forward. I actually made a suggestion, and I know we have a staffing issue, but I made a suggestion because every time I go to a conference, they actually have all the links to the presentations, depending on the association. And to me, it would be wonderful if we created our own library here at the town of Caledon of all the conferences, where if somebody like Doug, who didn't go to the aggregate conference, could go on and he'd see aggregate conference and he could hit all those links and they would tell him exactly, all the presentations would be there. Same as the Ontario Professional Planners Institute. I went to their conference and they do exactly the same thing. And so do a lot of the conferences, Doug. And I think, to me, if we created a library where people could just access those links from those particular conferences, I think it would almost even be better than my interpretation.
I saw an email, Councillor Shaughnessy, that you sent through, and
yes.
I'm just wondering, I'm not sure if it's really IT or communications, because we do have it that we could link that on, I'm sure, even on the website. So how about we let our wizards here figure out what to do with it, and I think we can land it somewhere. So I think we can do that. Councillor Misapelli, Councillor Innes, Councillor McClure, any inquiries? No. Okay. There's no further council inquiries. I guess we go into what we got here. Move into conference. Okay. Moved by Councillor Groves, second by Councillor Downey. The council should go into closed session under Section 239 of the Municipal Act for the purpose of confidential report from CEO regarding personal matters about identifiable individuals, including municipal employees and staffing matters. Okay. All in favor? Okay. So we're referred, second by Councillor Downey, that confidential verbal report from the CEO regarding personal matters about identifiable individuals, including municipal employees, staffing matters be received. All in favor? Carried. We didn't move to delete that. Oh, we did? Okay. Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Beffert. The following bylaws be read first time and finally passed. bylaw to amend bylaw 81-29, respect the appointment of members of the Bolton Business Improvement Area, and bylaw 2016-015, bylaw to amend block plan part subdivision. This isn't Gord, right? Block plan 125, plan 43, 1978, part lot provisions of the Planning Act. I just want to make sure I don't have them. This is it here. Doesn't say. So you're good. All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor Befford, seconded by Councillor Downey, that the following bylaws be read first time and finally passed. Bylaw 2016-016, bylaw to confirm the proceedings of the Council, the Corporation, the Town of Caledon, and its meeting held on the 8th day of March 2016. All in favor? Carried. Councillor McClure, do you want to move adjournment? Seconded by Councillor Misipelli. All in favor? Thank you, everybody.